Ang Australian Securities and Investment Commission o ASIC ay sumama sa tagabantay ng mga korporasyon sa Australia, ang APRA, upang ayusin ang mga pautang na nagbabayad lamang ng interes. Sinabi nito na tatargetin nila ang mga nagpapautang at mortgage brokers na nagtataguyod ng mga utang na ganito. Upang dagdagan ang ating kaalaman tungkol sa paksa, muli nating inimbitahan si Maria Papa, isang eksperto sa pautang sa pabahay. Magandang umaga, Maria.
Magandang umaga uli, Louie.
Ano ang maidadagdag mo sa nauna kong sinabi?
Oo, totoo yung sinabi mo. Naghihigpit na ngayon ang mga bangko. But that's because naghihigpit yung watchdog ng mga bangko, yung nagbabantay sa kanila, which is both ASIC and APRA.
Paliwanag mo nga muna kung ano ang nagiging problema dun sa tinatawag na interest loan only.
Yung interest only loan is actually parang ginagamit yan ng mga investors. In the past, dito like before, you know, mga 4 years ago bago umakit yung halaga ng mga bahay, and even before that, yung mga investors, bumibili sila ng bahay using the equity dun sa, kunyari meron silang bahay, may equity nung bahay na yon, nung property na yon, ginagamit nila yon, umuutang sila against that to purchase an investment property. So it's actually parang a scheme that they use, ano? So they, and then in the past, pag umuutang for investment purposes, ang ginagawa nila interest only lang yung loan. So ang binabayaran lang talaga, interest, hindi binabayaran yung principal ng loan. So okay. Yun yung nangyayari in the past. Ngayon, at the end of the day, ang ini-expect nila parang speculative, aakyat yung halaga ng bahay.
Nabinili.
Pag umakyat yung halaga ng bahay, 5 to 10 years down the track, pag binenta nila, let's assume, binili mo ngayon ng 400,000 yung bahay, nagbabayad ka lang ng interest on the loan of 400,000. 10 years down the track, and it is actually has happened so many times, talaga nagdodoble ang value ng bahay dito sa Australia. So 800,000 after 10 years. So can you imagine pag binayaran mo, at pag binenta mo yung bahay, meron ka nang kinitang $400,000 after 10 years. Yun yung nangyayari in the past.
Nabayaran na yung interest na ibinayad mo.
Nabayaran na yung well, binayaran mo yung bahay, bayaran mo yung utang mo $400,000, kumita ka ng $400,000.
Pero ikakaltas mo rin yung interest mo binayaran na nasa loob ng $400,000. Tubong-tubo talaga.
And the thing that in the past, di ba, yung pambayad mo ng interest mo, diba, doon sa bahay, is yung rentang natatanggap mo.
Oo nga pala.
So, in the past, may renta ka nakukuha doon sa bahay na yon na binabayad mo sa interest na binabayaran mo sa bangko. That was okay in the past kasi mataas ang, mataas din yung renta in the past. Kasyang-kasya yung pambayad ng interest. Pero ngayon, sa sobrang taas na ng halaga ng bahay,
Kulang
na yung renta pambayad ng interest.
Marami ba itong mga umuutang na nagbabayad lang ng interest? In terms of percentage, ano sa palagay mo? 50%? 30%?
That was actually the reason why banks have tightened lending talaga. No? Because most of those who actually take the loans nowadays, in the past 3 years, are investors. So more than 50% of their loan book is on investors. And a lot of them are on interest-only loans. So because of this, banks have, because APRA is chasing up the banks, so the banks have actually come up with measures to slow down investor loans.
Meron akong tinitingnan ng scenario dito para sa mga nakikinig sa atin. Yung mga investors na yan na bumibili ng babahay ay nangaagaw dun sa kakaunting bahay na nabibili ng talagang gustong tumira, di ba? So halimbawa,
yeah,
meron tayong 50,000 na pabahay available for this year. Kung kalahati nun binibili ng mga investor na nagbabayad lang ng interest, nawawala ng 25,000 yung mga talagang gustong bumili ng bahay at tirahan, di ba?
Totoo yung sinasabi mo. So yung opportunity for first home buyers to get into the market, natatalo kasi dahil yung mga investors talaga ang kumukuha ng supply ng mga bahay that's actually being, that's out in the market. Now, what APRA and what the banks are doing right now is there are measures that they're doing. Now, they're actually raising the interest rate for investment loans. So pagka bumili ka investment property, the rates are about 0.5% higher for investors. And at the same time, pagka interest only pa ang pinili ng investors, interest only yung feature ng loan, that brings up the interest rate a bit higher pa. Also, isang measure ng banko na ginagawa nila is to ask for a bigger deposit from the investors. It used to be 5%, pwede na, makakausap na investor. Ngayon, minimum of 20%. Mas dapat manggaling na deposito sa investor. And then they can only borrow as much as 80%. May iba pa mga banko who requires 30%, lalo na pag interest only yung loan nung investor.
Mm-mm.
30% ang hinihingi ng deposit. It's much more difficult now for investors to get in. So hopefully, yung measure na ginagawa ng banko will actually hopefully slow down investors to get into the market, slow down the property prices, and at the same time, allow the first home buyers to get into the market.
Correct.
And of course, if you think about it, the market has actually slowed down na nga. In the last 1 month, yung auction rate has gone down to 70%. So we will see a slowdown in the property market in the next 1 to 2 years. Kasi there's excess supply ngayon sa Sydney and Melbourne until all the supply gets absorbed by the market. Then that's the time na siguro aakit uli yung halaga ng bahay. But it's going to slow down, definitely.
Anyway, kausap po natin si Maria Papa ng Loan Market. Yung po ang kanyang kumpanya. At kung kayo may karagdagang tanong, tawagan ninyo siya sa kanyang telepono 0430-144-008. Maraming salamat, Maria, sa mahalaga mong payo sa tagapakinig.
Maraming salamat uli, Louis. Sa susunod. Bye.
Okay, bye.
SBS
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 SBS SBS Radio.